This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Getting Jerry pumped up, man. June 16th. It's not that far away,
no,
Jerry.
No, it's coming up on us.
Got the big race across the West. Jerry Schimmel's going to be going 860 miles from Oceanside, California to Durango, Colorado. Passes through four states. We're talking about this wonderful race and this cause. Best Day Ministries, Jerry. You really helped us out, learn a lot more about them throughout the day here today. But it is just, it's wonderful what these folks are doing.
Yeah, no question about it. It's I've done these races in the past, and every one of them have been to a beneficiary, and every one of them has been a great cause. It's been enjoyable working with them and raising money for them. This one, though, really hits home for me. It's serving the special needs community of Northern Colorado, and I've got a special needs grandson. So it just it's such a natural fit in my mind that I want to do this race. I want to do it for a great cause, and I can't find a better one than Best Day Ministries and the coffee shop and the church service and the retail shop.
Yeah, and I love the nicknames too, the Besties. They employ no fewer than 16 special needs adults in the coffee shop, also putting on a monthly church service
too. Yep.
So everything you're doing, this race today, all the work you've done leading up to this is to not only do this race, but to drive some awareness and potentially raise some money.
Yeah, exactly right. Raise some money, but I think more than anything, raise awareness because this is such a special ministry doing incredible work for a group of people that gets neglected. I mean, 80%, Joe Truitt said this morning, co-founder, 80% of special needs adults do not work. They're unemployed. They're almost unemployable. And for this coffee shop to employ them, put them to work, this value in their life, change their lives, change their family's life is everything to me. And especially with a four-year-old grandson who's got Down syndrome, who's got a lot of challenges ahead of him.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a wonderful cause. Best Day Ministries. And if you are interested in donating or at least learning more about this opportunity, check out teambestday.com. We got a great guest here on the show. We're going to talk a little more racing here, Jerry.
Yeah.
Who better to other than you and Brad Cooper, who better to do that with us than Rick Boethling, Executive Director of Race Across America and Race Across the West.
Yeah, Rick's a good friend of mine. Rick was on a crew that I did a race with one time. And as you said, he's Executive Director of Race Across America and Race Across the West. Hey, Rick, thanks for taking a minute with us. Let me ask you this question first. When you tell people what you do, that you're the Executive Director of this crazy race called RAM, another crazy race called RAW, you tell people what the racers do, what's normally the reaction? People think that people like me are crazy?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to talk to Jerry. It's been a few minutes. People, when I tell them what I do, they're usually kind of baffled by it.
Yeah.
They don't completely understand the scope of the races. They know they understand they're long, but they don't really wrap their heads around how long and how difficult they actually are. So they're kind of like, well, geez, that's really long. What does that take, like 2 or 3 days to do RAM or 2 or 3 months? Like, they're kind of at either end of the spectrum. And they definitely think it's a very unusual thing to accomplish, and it is.
How long have you been doing this, Rick?
Oh, boy, if you include the 2 years I crewed for my dad when he raced, this will be year 21.
Wow, 21 years. And what goes into this? Like, you're saying, hey, you talk to strangers that have no clue about this. All we know is, hey, we got ridiculously talented athletes that are on bicycles for a very long time. But talk to us more about, like, in depth, what goes into it, what the meaning behind these gigantic races?
So, I mean, Race Across America in particular has been a pretty special American event for 44 years now. And it's very unusual in the sense that it's 3,000 miles long and it goes coast to coast. And so there's a lot of history involved with it. And when we took over the race, one of the things we thought was missing was a shorter race to kind of get you to that point. And that's where Race Across the West came from. We all live in Colorado, and we have family out in California, so we're like, well, geez, that's 850 miles. That's pretty great. So we developed this course to go with it. We think it's one of the prettiest parts of the course and a very challenging part of the course. And it is a ton of preparation. People generally think, you know, I work part-time at it, or I work a few weeks to get it ready, and that's not true. We have a small team of us, but we work 12 months a year on it to make sure these events happen. Mm.
So it's one of those things, like you have to devote, obviously the people that are in these races, we're talking about the mental preparation, but on your side of things, everything that goes into preparing these races, it is quite the lengthy process.
Oh yeah. So we start working on race prep a year ahead of the actual race. So as soon as we wrap up at the end of June, we're already working on next year. And so much like the racers who, in theory, are training a lot and preparing, you know, throughout a year, if not longer for some of these people. Like my dad, I think his preparation for Ram was over 2 years, getting ready until he felt comfortable to do it. You know, Race Across the West, maybe a little less so, but even still, most of the racers for that are probably putting a year's worth of preparation into it. And it's the same from our end. We just aren't on bikes as much.
How long have you guys known each other, Jerry, Rick?
Rick, I don't know. What, 10 years?
Yeah, about 10 years. And, well, and Jerry mentioned that I crewed for him on a cross Colorado ride. And on that ride, that is actually where I met my wife.
Oh, wow. That's, I mean,
so, oh, forgot
so good
about that.
Happened too.
Yeah, I played matchmaker.
Yeah,
some of us did.
You didn't realize it.
No, I didn't even know it. Yeah.
No, just talk about how meaningful these races are.
There you go. So, yeah, it's been 10, 12 years.
Yeah,
like that.
It's probably been 12 years because I did Race Across America in 2015 with Brad Cooper. So, I think it was before that we met. So, yeah, we've known each other a long time.
Yep. Rick Bothling joining us, Executive Director of Race Across America and Race Across the West. All of my questions are going to be stupid. I'm coming at this from I don't know anything. How many racers are involved in this particular race coming up on June 16th?
Well, first of all, there's no stupid questions because if you don't know the answer, you need to find out somehow.
That's
right? True.
Thank you for that boost. I needed that.
So we all need it sometimes. So Race Across the West, there will be about 25 racers. It's a couple teams and mostly solo racers. And then on that day when the Race Across the West racers leave Oceanside, the solo Race Across America racers leave right then as well. So there will be about 25 solo Ram racers with the 25 or so Raw racers.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot to organize, too. The races we're talking about, we've got Misty in here, too, the crew chief. We're going to be talking about Jerry's strategy just individually and how much goes into that. Jerry's got his own specific team, but you have all these specific teams for these racers that you're dealing with, the routes, everything that goes into it.
Yeah, so when I say there's, let's say, 25 racers on the road, that equates to usually about 200 crew people along with them. So there's quite a few people on the road, and the logistics behind it for the individual like Jerry, he has to plan out his whole race with a team behind him, supporting him, making sure he has what he needs, you know, and then we have our team out there as management with officials and media teams and making sure everything is functioning on the road. 'Cause one of the things that is challenging about long-distance races from our end is, even though we have a very set course, over the course of the couple weeks we're on the road for RAM, things change all the time, and we'll have construction projects pop up, weather issues. So we have a headquarters team that works 24 hours a day monitoring that and relaying that information to racers and us as the race is going on.
When you have, like, construction stuff pop up, you know, maybe a road's closed or whatever, maybe there was an accident, so you kind of have to reroute the race, kind of, so to speak, on the fly?
Yep, quite possibly. Yep, wow. Happens almost every year. There's something. It just depends about how severe it is. We've had years where we've had to go, you know, 50, 60 miles out of the way. Usually it's a mile. You just have to go around a block. But there are some places in the route that are really remote, and there aren't a lot of road options. We had one year we almost had to reroute about 100 miles because of fires in southern Colorado. Mm. And fortunately, our last racers got through there before the fires became an issue.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure that's not a headache at all to try to figure that out.
Oh, no, no. It's pretty funny because people ask me all the time, like, you know, how, like, am I excited to be in Oceanside for the start? And I'm like, well, of course. I work all year to make sure this happens, so I'm excited. But I said, I'm not really excited until the last racer is done and the race trailer is closed and locked up. Then I'm very happy.
Hey, Rick, let me ask you this question. In 2017, I think I have his name pronunciation right, Andre Kalich, finished Race Across America, not Raw like I'm doing, but Race Across America on a hand cycle.
Yes, he did.
Unbelievable to me. One of the greatest accomplishments I can imagine. Is he maybe one of the most inspirational finishers you've ever seen in your race?
So every finish is amazing because, as you know, Jerry, it is no small feat to do any of these events. So they're all pretty special in their own right. Andre's finish was stunning. We honestly, like, he was about three quarters away across the country. I'm like, I just don't think he's going to get there. And he just kept going. I'm like, he's actually going to get here.
Wow.
And it was, I mean, I think there wasn't a dry eye in the house. I mean, he's just stunning. And a wonderful human being on top of it all.
Rick, that's got to be part of the reason that you do this, too, is you get, you probably have so many inspirational stories that that you get to tell and that live in your brain for the rest of your life.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, one of the best parts about putting on events like these and the difficulty, and, you know, they're not, you know, an average 10K race in your local city. You know, they're not thousands and thousands of people. These are it's a small group of people that ever even attempt them. And when you get to see people do things and watch how it affects them, it's really, really amazing. And it, like I said, there are no bad finishes. Everyone, I've crewed for my dad when he raced as a solo racer at 61 years old. It's so incredible to see the amount of effort it takes to just get to the start. And then once you get to the finish line and see these people, it's amazing. And it's fantastic because I also get to meet people from all over the world. And you get to see how much the event means to them to come here to race.
Yeah, I know, Jerry. You're extremely passionate about it, man.
Yeah. I think we all are, or we wouldn't be on that starting line. You're either passionate about cycling, passionate about the beneficiary for your fundraising, or the combination of the two. And that is the case with me. Hey, Rick, let me ask you. I should look this up before you came on, but what's the course record again for Race Across America first?
So Race Across America first. Solo racer is, I'm actually going to look at the jersey that's hanging on our wall right here. It's 7 days, 15 hours, and 56 minutes.
7 days.
Which is, I want to say, it just hovers right around 16 miles an hour, which it's hard when you look at the miles per hour. Everyone's like, well, I go ride that fast. I'm like, yeah, but you don't do it for 7.5 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's by Christoph Strasser, and again, what an amazing physical specimen he is, and a great guy. And for a team, the fastest team was an 8-man team that did it in 5 days, 3 hours. and some change. And to give you an idea, I'm the last person who leaves Oceanside, and I drive across the country, and it takes me 3 solid days plus, and they did it in a little over 5.
Wow. What's the record for race across the West on the solo side?
Oh, boy, you know what? I'm not sure. I can tell you fairly quickly. I believe it's a little over a day, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, somebody, Rick, I can't remember who it was, somebody averaged 18 miles an hour and did it in less than 2 days.
I can tell you here.
The age group record I know is 2 days and 20 hours.
Yeah, so
that's 60
Matthew
plus.
Left-hand said it last year, so in just under 2 days. So 1 day, 21 hours, 39 minutes.
Dang.
And he averaged just shy of 19 miles an hour.
19 miles an hour.
And that is, just go try to ride 5 miles at 19 miles an hour. You know, it's not easy.
So, Jerry, you're telling me in order to beat that, we're going to need more inspirational music.
Yeah, I need Michael.
I need Michael more inspirational music.
Yeah, more inspirational. Maybe some more cheeseburgers.
Yeah, maybe some more burgers too. We're going to need that. Rick, you're awesome, man. This is so cool. And for me today to kind of get to learn a little bit more about this race, thanks to Jerry and his cause. But I'm excited to. Hopefully, our paths cross again soon, man. We really appreciate your time.
Hey, I'm always happy to do it. I wish Jerry the best. I look forward to seeing him out in Oceanside. And, hopefully we circle back and he's super successful and we can chat after the race.
All right. Sounds great, Rick. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
You bet. Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You can beat that record, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to believe in yourself. That's the first step.
Believe in myself.
That's the first step. Yep.
I think I can go, honestly, 1 mile going 19 miles an hour.
How fast do you really, what is your average?
On the flats, 16 miles an hour.
That's still ridiculous. I mean, that's crazy.
No.
Yeah. I mean, Michael's scooter doesn't even go that fast.
It goes 15 and a half miles an hour.
Not that fast, right?
All right.
And Michael looks dangerous on it.
All right.
He looks good.
Yeah, but is it a scooter or electric bike? Scooter?
It's a scooter.
Okay. All right.
Come on, Jerry.
Because Misty has she has an electric bike.
Oh.
She says she drives it and I ride my bike. There's a difference. Drive and ride.
That's the only way I'm keeping up.
That's the only way that I'm getting on Michael's scooter at some point, too. How fast does that bad boy go?
I think maxed out 30.
Oh, she's leaving you in the dust.
I've never gone 30, but.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
Misty, that's the next challenge. All right, 22 minutes after the hour, we're talking with great friend Jerry Schimmel, his wonderful girlfriend Misty Stewart in studio with us as well, who is also the crew chief for Jerry. And you guys look ready to go. You look ready.
You do?
Yeah, I think you look pumped.
I think Misty does.
Misty's ready to go. She's ready to run the operation here.
Yeah.
And this has been a lot of fun, too. And again, it's for a wonderful cause for our hopeful friends of mine soon, Best Day Ministries, 23 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This Father's Day, make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFK podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfk.com. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
I'm sorry. Again, Jerry. Sorry. Misty.
Sure.
Sorry.
Is that contemporary Christian music?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think it is, actually. Yeah. I think that's Michael's go-to back there.
Judging by the cover of the album, no.
No.
No. You've got the message, though. That's some inspirational stuff right there.
There you go.
Go with a little 80s montage type of inspirational stuff.
That'll
with
work.
The training videos and all that.
Yeah, the metal version of it.
Was that the metal version of it? Why?
Yeah.
You didn't have. You don't have permission to do those kind of things, Michael.
And yet,
he's just got a smile on his face.
It happened.
I used to be a lot more strict. I've lost control.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. Lost a lot of control.
Put the hammer down, Brady.
Jerry, we got to have you back sometime, too, because Michael and I are doing a very very out-of-the-box segment. Nobody's ever thought to do this, but it's called Brady and Michael Review Sports Movies Throughout the Summer during because there's not as much sports going on segment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. You should come and review a movie with
short
us
title.
Honestly, we couldn't think of anything better, so we just said, let's just be very, very clear as to what it is.
Do you have to watch movies to be able to do that?
You have to watch movies, but they're not new movies.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
all right.
You know, what are we doing tomorrow, Mike? Should be good. We're doing For Love of the Game with Kevin Costner.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, we're too cheap to buy the new stuff, so we find what's for free, and we review all those movies.
How would I do, Misty, in that?
We've been dating for 3 years, and I think we've watched 5 movies together.
I'm not a big movie guy anymore. I used to be. That's why we're doing, like, we did Major League last week.
Okay, well, that's good.
And Michael only watches about half the movies. This was his
idea. I watched the whole thing.
You came up with a list of movies we had to do, and you've done one of them so far.
2 of them.
Yeah,
we did. I'm batting 50%. I'm batting 500, so that's pretty awesome.
I've seen Wizard of Oz. I've seen that one.
Well, it's sports movies, Jerry. We can't do
sports
that.
Movies.
Is there sports in Wizard of Oz? Is there any kind of sporting activity?
Don't think so.
We could do that. Have you seen sports movies, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Major League, you've seen
it? Yeah, yeah.
So the way we do it is we rate them like this. Start it, bench it, cut it.
Oh, okay.
Very simple. If you start it, it's a movie you just absolutely love.
Okay.
Or if you bench it, it's, you know, it's all right. It's cool. I'll watch it occasionally,
but
not all the time.
You can send it to the minors.
Stop. You keep trying to create a different rating system, and then you make it way more complicated. You should have seen the list he sent me. I go, we should review sports movies during the summer when the Rockies are terrible and the Avs and the Nuggets are done. And so he goes, okay. And he sends me this long list of just, here we could review sports drama movie. Yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of good
exactly
movies out there.
Sound.
There are a lot of supposedly good movies that I've never seen. And
see the email. It's a novel. It took me longer to read the email than to watch 3 of the movies on the list.
It's my version of War and Peace.
Why?
Was Field of Dreams on there? Because that's
Field of Dreams was on there, but I don't know if we. What did we do so far? We did The Natural, and I actually cut the movie. I cut it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't. You cut it too, Mike. I'm not the only one.
I cut it because I couldn't send it down to the Antelopes or the Rockies farm team is.
You're making it confusing again. We did Bull Durham, and I was actually out on that one. I actually did not watch that movie either. I was out. Mm-hmm. And then what did we do last week? Was that Major League?
Last week was Major League, yeah.
Yeah, and then tomorrow's For the Love of the Game, and then we move on. We're done with baseball.
Yeah, we could probably do another one. I'm suggesting in a couple weeks we do Slapshot.
I'm going off of your list. And you want to, it's just like Jerry in this race. If it's bad weather, he has to take a different route. You want to take a different route off of the list you created? You must have spent 30 hours on that
thing. As the executive director, Brady.
So he wants to do the movie Rudy, and I'm not a big Rudy fan. Not a big Rudy guy. You know, Jerry's the only inspirational story I need around here. I don't need to watch.
You're in trouble.
So anyway, Misty, you, Jerry, both of you, we'd like to have you come up and do the movie review with us. And it's an older movie, so you probably you'd have to watch. Jerry, you don't watch movies. What are you watching? What are you watching in the meantime?
Nothing.
Just nothing.
He doesn't watch it. No.
TV shows. Not like Everybody Loves Raymond reruns.
No.
It's such a great show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, Ray Romano is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, Deborah!
Stop it. It's better than Seinfeld. But is reading a lot? Is that... You don't watch a lot, but you read?
No, I just don't turn the TV on.
Nothing?
No.
Misty, how about you?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
She likes TV.
I do.
What's your go-to right now? Is there something in particular you're watching or that you have watched in the past 6 months?
Oh, what's the name of the show that I was watching just last night? Something on Prime, Amazon Prime. Whatever.
She likes true crime stories.
Oh,
really like true crime.
Have you heard of the Only Murderers in the Building? Have you heard of this show?
It's great
with
show.
Steve Martin and Martin Short and What's-Her-Face?
Selena Gomez.
Wizard Girl. Selena Gomez.
Really?
They're basically wanting... They find a way to meet each other, and there's a murder that happens in their building. And they're in New York in like a really ritzy building. You got to be really rich to be there. And there's a murder that happens, and they somehow come together, and they start podcasting while the investigation is going on. So you should check it out. What's it on,
check
Michael?
That out.
That is on FX or Hulu.
Yeah, how good he is.
Yeah, he is good.
By the way, when she said she was watching something on Amazon Prime last night,
don't say what you're going to say.
Was it Spider-Noir, the latest version of Spider-Man?
Just why do you have to do your stupid Excelsior sort of the truth thing that we do all the time here? We're having a good conversation. You got to bring Legos and Star Trek into it.
It could be worse.
I don't understand.
Freddie, do you want me to bring in some of the music that I like?
I would not
from
like
Rudy.
You did that yesterday, and it was bad yesterday. It's not believable. He's 4 foot one, and he's a D tackle for Notre Dame. It's not. Doesn't happen.
And no one, you know, honestly, I don't think he could have carried anything to Mordor.
Oh, he's in Lord of the Rings too, Jerry. That's a. Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
So Jerry says no. There's no movies.
Well, the answer is always
when's
no.
When's the last movie you watched? Jerry.
What's the last movie we watched?
Soul on Fire.
Soul on Fire.
Mm-hmm. Just never really big into movies?
I mean, no, not really.
So on second thought, maybe bringing you in for the movie.
Yeah, maybe I should just tag along with her. She can come in.
Misty, we might need you.
I'll tell you what. She comes in, and I'll get lunch.
Okay.
I'll bring lunch in.
That's the way to do this.
We'll switch roles.
We have a lot of fun with this, too, because we get Tanner in here. You met the dude down the hall. That's because he's just the dude that's down the hall. That's how creative it is around here. But I want to get back to the real stuff, why we're here. Sorry you had to be subject to that interesting battle between Michael and I. But I want to get more to this on the other side, because Misty, you are the crew chief working with Jerry on this, but this is your first year doing it. And I just wonder, how did this come about? So let's talk about that, if we're prepared to talk about that, coming up next. 35 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
This is why we're running out of time. This is why the show goes by so quickly. Jerry Schimmel in studio with us, and Misty Stewart, Jerry's wonderful, lovely girlfriend, also the crew chief for Jerry's race coming up, Race Across the West. Are you ready? This is your first time doing anything
like this. First time.
Well, I asked you once. I was like, has this been a part of your world, the bicycling, the racing and all this stuff before Jerry?
Never.
And then suddenly you're like, you know what? I think I can run the show.
Crew chief. Yeah. I mean, you might as well just go all in.
You
right?
have to.
Yeah.
How did this come about then, Jerry? Did you just say, hey, you want in on this? Because this
is pretty much.
Just take over?
Yeah. Yep. My crew chief from 2015 and 2021, unavailable. He's in Alaska for the summer. And the other guys that I thought of wouldn't be any better than Misty. So I thought, why not? She's aboard already. She was on the crew already. And then I asked her to be crew chief after she committed.
How did you respond to that kind of, like, that's a heck of a promotion, but really it's like,
I still have a scar from where she reacted.
Larry's gone. John's gone. Right. You're better than, what's his face?
Oh, I wanted Clay. Believe me. I wanted Clay.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, I think my first question was, really? You think I can do this well? And he said yes. And he knows me pretty well. So I said, okay.
You seem like the type of person that's going to take it all really seriously and actually do great.
For sure.
You know, all kidding aside.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's her.
Are you looking for a producer job or anything, like in radio, like 11 to 2?
Maybe.
You know, jobs like hours like that? Anyway, it's just a random thought in my mind. It might be an opening we've been looking for. It's not like we did a Help Wanted ad.
Disrespectful, man.
Help Wanted ad on the air once. No one applied. It was literally just be a person and get the job.
Speak English.
Maybe not even that.
Be a person.
Just be alive.
Be a person.
Can you get here? You know, that's what we ask on the resume. Yeah. Can you just be here?
I really like Michael.
Even if you're a little bit late. So this is How cool is this for you guys, though, as a couple? This is either going to be the best thing you've ever done together,
yeah.
Or we'll be doing movie reviews separately on every other week, or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. We're a pretty good team.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
Well, I think the first time we met Misty wasn't that at...
Tanner's wedding.
Was it Tanner's wedding? I wanted to make sure it was
yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was at Tanner's wedding.
That was me.
It was Misty. Oh, no, that was Lizzie. I'm sorry, Jerry. No. But that was, we knew. We were like, this is awesome for you guys. And then to be able to catch up
Thank
with you here, too, it's just, it's really cool. So I'm excited for you guys.
Yeah, I think it'd be good. I think the one thing that Misty's worried about is seeing me suffer. And she's very compassionate, very, very calm, very... giving, loving, and I think when she sees me struggling, she might struggle a little bit. So
yeah,
I think
that
that's the one
tough.
Big thing.
Yeah, that'll
yeah.
Be
it's
tough.
A big challenge.
It's going to be like what they say when you are doing documentaries in the nature. You do not mess with the animals. You got to keep filming them. You got to like, let them do their
right.
thing. Let them
right.
go out there. So, Jerry,
yep.
She's
okay.
not going to be helping you, man.
All right.
Jerry, the bicycling elephant?
Yeah, that would be difficult, though, because this is a crazy race.
It is.
And,
it is.
You know, he's going to be exhausted, and there's going to be so many things going through both of your minds mm-hmm. on this. So it's going to be wild.
Yep.
But you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Now, and Jerry was telling us too, like taking us through the races, like what's going through your brain. I would imagine there's just so many things to be thinking of just yeah. to keep the mentals going as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's plenty of stuff to keep your mind occupied. There is that. You can listen to music or an audiobook, which I do a lot in training. You can communicate with your crew. You can try to take in the scenery, heart rate monitor, you know, all that stuff you have going through your head. But the biggest thing is after a couple days in a race like this, after maybe day two, you're not thinking straight because you've got a lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. You're just exhausted. There's fatigue. There's dehydration. You know, all those things that affect the way you think. That's where the crew comes in. They start having to think for you. They tell you what to do. Hey, you need to get back on your bike right now, or you need to stop and get something to eat or get something to drink. And that's where I can't be bullheaded. I can't be like, no, I'm just going to keep riding. I got to listen to my crew, even though all six of them are all rookies. They understand the situation. They do. And there's a couple of guys that are on the crew that are really good cyclists. They'll get it as well. So you just have to be really careful not to have your own agenda. And like Brad Cooper said, don't go off the game plan as best you can. Don't have your own agenda in case things go bad. Listen to your crew.
Do you almost become a different person when you're that exhausted? And,
yeah, I think
and it's,
so.
It's so it would be difficult, like
yeah.
for your job, Misty, is you got to almost be like, hey, almost snap out of it because there's so much exhaustion going on
sure.
that he's not going to be thinking clearly. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be a direct way of tippy-toeing around everything too,
yeah.
I guess.
We've talked about that. We've had conversations about that. I mean, I'm not a cyclist, so I think one of my fears was, you know, what if I feel like it's time for you to stop and you're saying, you know, you don't really understand because you don't do it. But I think we've communicated all about that. I feel pretty confident that he'll listen if I
yeah.
feel like he's swerving or,
yeah.
you know, he's gonna respect my
yeah.
opinion. So, yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, and finding those limitations, too, and figuring mm-hmm. out what those limitations are.
To answer your question, you do become a different person. And I have found out from my experience and from talking to other people and watching videos and all the communications I've done is that when you get fatigued like that, when you don't have sleep, you go one of two ways. Either you get very nasty mm-hmm. and angry. Or you just become, oh, I can do whatever you want. You know, I can't even think right now. And I'm not going to be angry or mad.
I've never seen you mad in my life.
A lot of racers do.
Yeah.
They get tired and they get very cranky. I'm not going to do that. But I'm worried about the other and being just too lenient on myself. Like, hey, you want to go to take a nap, Jerry? Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that right now.
Hmm.
I'm going to sleep for 2 hours when I probably should not.
So you need that
be.
Little extra, maybe that extra motivation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's where you come in.
Yep.
All right. I'm excited to follow up after the race too.
Yeah.
And I am expecting that birthday text on the 17th.
Okay, 17th.
17th.
All right.
Oh, my daughter's is the 18th.
Is it so, really?
Yeah.
Well, then you can pull over all the time and just
wow.
give us calls.
Yeah.
All right.
Nothing going on.
And then later on that week, our anniversary is the 21st. We met on June 21.
So after the race, it's going to be celebration
yes.
for a little bit.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. That you guys are
that's the key.
Looking forward to that
after the race.
Race.
Well, and Jerry, if you need any tips, too, about becoming a different person after a race, when I destroyed Tanner in that four-foot race we did at Big City Roadhouse in the parking lot, I did. I was a different person. Yeah. I was full of myself. I was already ready for the endorsement deals. I mean, Tanner was down there just dying on the ground, and I had been done with the race for so long. It did change me a bit. So if you do need advice, how to get back, okay, you know, that's where I...
Okay, I'll call you on the 18th after your birthday, then, and get that advice.
Michael keeps me grounded.
Yeah.
That's what I needed the most.
Okay.
48 minutes after the hour, we got to finish the show up. Coming up next, we'll get to what did we learn. We learned a lot here with Jerry and Misty here today. Jerry on with us for all of the show today. And then Misty jumping in ready, made her radio debut. Is that true?
Radio debut.
All right. So again, might be making her producer
She's
debut.
Been on TV.
Very soon. Oh, well.
But she hasn't been on radio.
That's a phase. That's a fad. That's going to go away. Radio is what's consistent.
We'll there right we back. Go.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
Jerry, it's what we learned today. It's what we learned. It's like a 1980 sitcom around here. Uh-huh. After the show, we always have to get together and go, you know what I learned today about life? So what did you learn today, Jerry?
What did I learn?
Yeah.
I learned about that the Rockies weren't very good, so you guys have to grow beards.
Yep. Had to do something to keep the games interesting.
Yeah.
And, I only lose money when I gamble, so I thought, why not gamble with my face? And throw it up there and just grow a stupid beard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that actually looks good. Yours looks better than these guys.
I got about a week left, and then it starts to...
Both you guys look better than Tanner.
Oh, thank you.
Tanner's beard.
Yeah, Mike. What'd you learn?
That's by default.
What did you learn today, Michael?
Well, I learned that you can donate to Jerry's cause at teambestday.com. Also, Jerry, you're crazy. No, you're not crazy.
I already knew that.
You're a psychopath.
Psychopath.
Oh. Is that your joke? Is
one demerit.
Yeah.
One demerit strike.
Thomas.
Yeah. That's two now. Misty, what did you learn today? Anything? Is there anything that we could have possibly taught you today?
Yeah, I learned this is the most fun radio station that I've ever been a part of, for sure.
When you have a bunch of idiots that are put in front of a microphone.
Misty's like, radio is fun.
Well, fun.
Yeah, it is actually. It is
supposed to be fun.
From like 6 a.m. to like 11, it's awesome. It's so much fun. And then 11 to 2, it's like a stress factory.
Yeah, Brady, you need to get better.
Yeah, I'm going to try. But no, seriously.
Don't be terrible.
Guys, don't be terrible. Jerry, on this race, and now Misty, crew chief, all I can leave you with is this advice. Don't be terrible.
Don't be terrible.
If you're not terrible, it won't be terrible.
And donate to TeamBestDay.com.
But it won't be terrible. We're excited for
it. Say it again.
Say it again, Mike.
We need to donate to TeamBestDay.com.
Thank you,
and you can still do that even if you didn't get in today. You have a chance to check that out. TeamBestDay.com. And there's more information on Best Day Ministries there, too.
Yep.
All right, Jerry, appreciate you, my friend. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And good luck on the broadcast this weekend. Don't be terrible there either.
Okay, don't be terrible Saturday morning.
Please bring all the equipment back, too. It would be great if you could do that. Thanks, Misty. Misty, appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all right,
Brady.
That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.